So the Secure Rural Schools Act has been extended once again by Congress, which puts the Petersburg Cake and Wrangell Resource Advisory Committee under that law in a position to start entertaining proposals and doing good things within those communities, which it's got a great history of doing. I would say in upwards of millions of dollars put back into Wrangell, Cake, and Petersburg facilities, amenities, special events, some really neat projects that are out there. And that's all done because you've had a willing body of members on that committee from the community who are gathering up as often as needed to go through the public meeting process, entertain the proposals that come in, and then work through to make a recommendation to the forest supervisor on how to spend those incoming funds. And at present, we're down 3 seats on the rack, and we also try to maintain 3 alternates at all time. So really, we're looking for 6 people that are interested in helping out. Each of the 15 members are part of a specific category to ensure a wide cross-section of community members and social values that are out there. And the 3 seats that I believe are vacant are Native American interests, organized labor, and recreation, and other special uses of the national forest. Those are sort of loose descriptions, but we'd love to see some folks interested in helping us out with that.
It's still Petersburg Wrangell Cake Rack.
Correct. Yeah. So it covers really all the public lands of the Petersburg and Cake Ranger districts, but the municipalities within that boundary are the ones who would have normally received the entitlements under Secure Rural Schools Act, mm-hmm. and there's a particular title in that act under which these RAC funds go to. And they're based upon the allocations that those communities would have received. And so they have a lot of ownership in how they get spent. And my understanding, I've only been on the RAC or with the RAC now for 2 years, but my understanding is they've done a very good job of representing those 3 communities equally and really trying to do a good job of seeing those outputs put back into those towns.
Basically, time commitments, a couple times a year meeting?
More than that. So we have to go through we have to figure out first when all the different members of the RAC, and they live in all 3 different communities, are available to actually meet either in person or over the phone. We have to go through a series of public notices to make sure the public is aware of the meeting, has an opportunity to come and comment and be part of the process. So what ultimately happens is once we get the authorities from Congress, from Congress then through the agency to actually start convening those meetings. We tend to meet on average about 4 times a year, 5 times a year. Sometimes it's dependent upon when all those authorizations come out. In fact, last year they came very late in the year just due to a variety of complications with the legislation that was enabling that action to happen. But this year we expect to get that green light any time, which is in part why we're pressing to get a few additional members so we can maintain a quorum if anyone else drops off. But I suspect we'll meet at least 3 or 4 times in the entertainment of proposals. There's a series of bylaws and processes by which the RAC has agreed to meet and go through their business in order to make those formal recommendations back to the forest supervisor. And then there are opportunities afterwards to gather up in a small, either as members of the RAC or the whole committee, to review the progress on projects. For those that are committed to it and have taken an interest, a lot of times they like to go out and see what we're actually working on and how the monies are being spent. Just a quick note, the projects are, there's a fairly broad definition of what projects are eligible. Very generally, they need to be either on public lands or adjacent to and benefiting public lands. Mm-hmm. So there's been a wide array of opportunity or projects that have come from that in this community. Special events within the community, assistance to the school in terms of some new equipment for the shop. There have been some trail projects. A lot of the RAC has really been great at helping both the Ranger districts, Wrangell and Petersburg, catch up on deferred maintenance in the public use cabins, new picnic shelters in a variety of places. Really just a lot of good stuff that's gone on. And my expectation is as long as the legislation continues, we'll continue to see a really good turnout from the community and good support for projects that people benefit from.
Do you have a remaining dollar amount still to allocate?
Yeah, so yes, there is some carryover left over from the prior year. We're still at a national level, the agency's trying to decipher whether or not the legislation allows us to carry that over or if last year's expiration cancels out those funds. The past history has been that they do carry over. The new allocation or the new legislation would then authorize additional funds, which we will be expecting. We don't exactly know what those numbers are. I believe the current form of the legislation anticipates an annual reduction, I think the intent of that legislation has been to sort of slowly wean the communities, you know, back down to a lesser amount. But it's been around for several years. So, you know, at this point in time, we expect on average what we've been getting, which is anywhere from $300,000 to $400,000 or so to the, you know, collectively for all the communities. In some years, we see it fluctuate.